Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm taking a look back at the news in Washington County and the surrounding area in 2015. On today's program, the first part of our four-section program, we look at January, February, and March. In January, it was announced that the mental health institutes in Mount Pleasant and Clarinda would be closed. State Representative for House District 84, Dave Heaton, learned during a meeting with the governor's office that it was Terry Branstad's intent to phase out the facilities in order to save $7 million. Heaton explained the facilities could not admit new patients and would close once current patients were treated. Heaton explains due to the way the institutes are being closed, the legislature will not be able to debate or have any input on the matter. Alternatives for people in Southeast Iowa include the mental health institutes in Independence and Davenport, as well as the University of Iowa Hospital. Motorists stranded near hills were rescued via snowmobile during a February 1st snowstorm. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office received a report around 6:30 p.m. of two stranded vehicles on 540th Street east of Sand Road. The first vehicle was occupied by a pregnant female and her two-year-old child. The driver of the second vehicle got stuck while trying to help the first. The sheriff's office responded with a snowmobile, transported the motorists to Sand Road, and they were all given rides home. According to the sheriff's office, they've had snowmobiles for over 30 years, and while they aren't needed often, they have been useful in such situations. At 7:02 a.m. Friday, February 13th, the Washington County Sheriff's Office reported a suspect from a chase was in custody. Walter Joseph James Jr., 30 years old, of Iowa City, was arrested for driving under suspension, speeding, failure to obey a stop sign, reckless driving, failure to maintain control, driving on the wrong side of a two-way highway, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana third offense, eluding, and burglary in the third degree. James was located at a residence in the 1900 block of 190th Street. At approximately 10:09 p.m. Thursday, a traffic accident was reported near Juniper Avenue and 200th Street, near Westchester, as the result of a pursuit. Washington County Sheriff's personnel pursued the vehicle, southbound on Highway 1 from the Johnson County line. Iowa State Patrol, Washington Fire and Rescue, Washington County Sheriff's personnel, and Westchester QRS responded to the scene and attempted to locate the occupant who took off on foot. The City of Washington's canine unit assisted in the search. Washington County Sheriff Jerry Dunbar explained the suspect got cold as temperatures dipped to just 4 degrees, and he went to a residence and asked to use the phone. This led authorities to his whereabouts and arrest without incident. A text message alert was sent off using the county's WINS, Washington Emergency Notification System, to alert area residents of the situation. Kara Sorrells, director of the 911 Communications Center, explained the text message alert was supposed to go to phones within 2 miles of the incident, however exceeded that area. She apologized to those who received it outside of the radius. Sorrells adds they are working with the application company to avoid a similar problem in the future. A CERT is coming to Washington County. In February, the Emergency Management Commission approved moving money in the budget to serve as seed money for the Communication Emergency Response Team. Larry Smith, Washington Keokuk County's Emergency Management Coordinator, explained the funds set aside for the program were originally budgeted for the Emergency Text Alert System, but it had been announced the state will be providing the text service to all counties in Iowa. Washington County Supervisor and Director of the Washington County Ambulance Service, Richard Young, explained CERT is a group of trained volunteers who can assist emergency personnel with a variety of tasks from clearing roads to setting up shelters to checking homes to see if evacuations need to be conducted. On February 27th, early morning temperatures fell as low as 13 degrees below zero, setting a record low for the date. The previous record was 7 degrees below zero set in 1934. Earlier in the week, Washington had received 4 inches of snow. In February, several area wrestlers competed at the state tournament. Highland sophomore Bryce West went undefeated the entire season and brought back gold in the 120-pound weight class. Drew West placed third in the tournament. Other area wrestlers who placed in the top three in their respective weight classes include Washington's Brad Skubal, Sigourney Kiotis, Nathan Fritz, and Columbus Winfield Mount Union's Josh Keller. In early March, the Ainsworth Opera House hosted 2 world premieres. Michael Zaz arranged 2 different shows featuring selections from a collection of films Washington County couple Frank and Indiana Brenton toured the country with beginning in the late 1800s. The films, some of which hadn't been shown to the public in over a century, were accompanied by music arranged and composed by Red Cedar Chamber Music. Following the premieres, Zaz has presented the films across Iowa and as far away as Washington, D.C. In March, Tommy Peterson shattered Washington High School's 19-year-old boys' shot put record in West Burlington. The Demon Boys track team competed in the Falcon Relays, the first outdoor meet of the season for the squad. Peterson threw the shot put 55 feet and a half inch to take first place at the meet and set a new school record. Peterson crushed Austin Henning's previous record of 53 feet, 10 and 3 quarters inches set in 1996. In March, a Washington restaurateur was one of seven featured speakers at the University of Iowa TEDx event. Lorraine Williams shared her story of returning to her hometown and opening Cafe Dodici. She was excited to be asked to speak during the event with the theme Serve. TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. Her presentation was about her dream and how the community is moving forward in Washington. Two bands from Southeast Iowa fared well at the Iowa Jazz Championships in March. Winfield Mount Union's jazz band competed in the Class 1A at the contest in Des Moines and placed 5th. Mount Pleasant's jazz band placed 7th in Class 3A. The band's performances at their respective district contests qualified them for the annual championships. 60 bands from across the state competed. That's been a look at the News and Review, a look at 2015. This is part one of a four-part series. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.